能看一节的圣经。
We'll read a scripture passage.
约翰福音第十四章第六节。
John chapter 14 verse 6.
约翰福音第十四章第六节。
John chapter 14 verse 6.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
我想一些弟兄姊妹知道，我们一些弟兄们刚从 Richmond, Virginia 参加聚会回来。
I think some brothers and sisters know that some brothers just came back from a conference at Richmond, Virginia.
这次聚会人不多。
This time we did not have a lot of participants.
我们主要一些弟兄们聚在一起谈到教会一些的难处。
Primarily, some brothers gathered to discuss difficult matters in the church.
或者特别是好像教会一些下一代的人怎么带领他们。
Specifically regarding how to bring up the next generation.
主要的两个弟兄交通是江弟兄跟 Dana 弟兄。
The principal speakers are Brother Stephen Kong and Brother Dana Condon.
但是我们还是在两天的下午有许多弟兄们都交通了。
As usual, in the afternoons, there are two afternoons where many brothers have shared.
我这次我有点想跟大家交通一点是孙弟兄所交通的一些话。
This time I would like to share something that Brother Godwin's son shared.
这个我们刚刚读的那段圣经他说主说我就是道路真理生命。
The passage we just read says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我们很少注重这个道路这个问题。
We often do not pay attention to the way.
我们弟兄虽然交通很短的时间
Our brother shared for a very limited time
但是我觉得他所交通的对于我们今天在解决问题的上面非常的重要
But I think what he shared is very important regarding solving problems today
不管是解决我们所谓教会的问题
On one hand perhaps problems of the church
或者我自己的问题
Or problems of ourselves.
我觉得我们弟兄这个交通非常的重要。
I think our brother sharing is very important.
他说到我们今天要做对的事。
He says that today we need to do the right thing.
我们要走在对的路上。
We need to walk on the right way.
如果我们做对的事，走在错的路上，神不会满足的。
If we're doing the right thing but on the wrong way, then God will not be satisfied.
我们今天很多你要读书哪里读都行，但是我又上对学校。
We can study anywhere, but did I go to the right school?
你知道我们今天说我可以做都对了方向，但是如果方向错了，那我们什么都得不到。
Today we can do a lot of correct things, but if the direction is wrong, then we will not gain anything.
明州所谓的 Midwest.
Minnesota is in the Midwest.
我们今天说我要往西雅图去。
Today we want to go to Seattle.
我应该往西走。
We should go head west.
但是我像我是没方向的。
But because I do not have a sense of direction.
如果没有路牌的话，那也没有 GPS.
And if there are no road signs and also no GPS,
我就可能往东走。
Perhaps I would go towards the east.
我一边开车一边唱歌。
I would drive and I would sing.
我觉得我什么都带对了。
I think I brought everything correctly.
直到我看到纽约，我就要走错了。
Until I see New York, then I know I went on the wrong way.
你会发现，当你的路错的时候
，If our way is wrong.
你是越走就越离开那个目的地。
The more we walk, the further we are from our goal.
我们以为我们什么都准备对了。
We think we have prepared everything.
但是我们就越走就越远。
But the more we walk, the further we are.
我们弟兄谈了两个大原则。
Our brother mentioned two main principles.
第一个原则，主耶稣就是那条路。
The first principle is that Jesus, the Lord Jesus is the way.
你知道我交通过好多年前
I have shared many years ago
我对于有问题所有我个人的问题教会的问题
Regarding my own problems or problems of the church
有年长弟兄来的话
If there is an elder brother who comes
我就会问他
I would ask those questions. I would throw all the questions
at him.
I would tell him, give me an answer. Or perhaps solve this problem for me. I have met a lot of elder brothers who are happy to solve the problems. So then I met this elderly brother. He says, go seek the Lord. The Lord is the way. Of course I knew this word. He says, pray to the Lord. I think I have prayed for so long. So I feel like he is just... He didn't want to answer me. And he just let me go do my own thing. After 4 years,
这四年里面我有许多的挣扎。
I had a lot of struggles in these
我的挣扎怎么能够解决这些问题?
I was struggling on how to solve these issues.
我用尽人的方法,
I used a lot of ways of men.
这些问题都解决不了,
and these problems could not be solved.
最后把我带到绝路,
finally, I was brought to an end. I thought it's impossible to solve these problems. When I was brought to my end, then God opened a new way for me. And I was completely changed from within. Afterwards, I remembered what the brother said. Do not just look for someone to solve the problem. Because only the Lord can truly solve our problems. From that time onward, if I can remember, I would no longer ask men for help with problems. Specifically, I would not ask elderly brothers anymore. Because truly, the only one who could solve problems is our Lord. I noticed that when I was changed from within, the problems outwardly might not have changed. But the struggle from within has diminished. And Lord also confirms outwardly that He is looking at this matter. Brothers and sisters, the Lord says, I am the way. Before talking about the truth and the life, He talks first about the way. We tell the people of this world, you must believe in Jesus. Besides Him, there is no other. Because there's no other name under heaven that has been given that you can by calling
Jesus.
But people of this world think all roads lead to Rome. Every religion asks people to be good. They do not see that there's only one way, that not only are you going towards good, but you can actually do it. Many years I have read this passage in the Bible. I always thought that when Jesus said, I am the way, it is regarding salvation of people of this world. I thought after we talk about salvation, we no longer need to use this passage. Much later then, I was reminded by brothers that even when we're pursuing the Lord, we need to put His way first. A lot of us think that if we believe the Lord, it is enough. Or perhaps a bit more, we say we love the Lord, it is enough. But for children of God, if we want to reach that goal, we need to have the right path. Our brother mentioned 3 points. Regarding that Jesus is the way.
第一个, 这条是生命的路。
First, this is a way of life.
这一条不是知识的路。
It is not a way of knowledge.
我们今天在这个知识发达的一个时代。
Today, we're in an age where knowledge is supreme.
我们信主, 我也要拼命知道, 说我要认识圣经。
We believe the Lord and we want to use all our might to understand Scripture. We want to understand Scripture so that our minds may comprehend more. To satisfy that curiosity in our intellectual curiosity. The Lord Jesus also said, I am the truth. Have we thought about what's the difference between truth and knowledge?
英文蛮难翻的道理 doctrine 我的这个你的道理乃是行不出来的
If we have knowledge or doctrine we cannot live it out
我们说那个没有 reality 它没有实际你能够走得出来的
And we would not have that reality
你知道一个事怎么做你不知道
We know what to do but we do not know how to do
真理乃是我有了道理我能够走得出来这叫真理
Truth is that once we have that knowledge, we can actually live it out.
很可惜我们今天很多人只追求head knowledge, 我们只在追求头脑的知识。
Unfortunately, many of us today only seek after head knowledge.
我们只是今天要看你讲的对不对,就是头脑的知识,你对还是不对?
We want to know if someone is saying something right or wrong.
但是我们要知道,行得出来,不行得出来,我没行过,我怎么知道?
But if we have not lived it out, then how can we judge what others, if whether they're living it out?
所以要走生命的路,绝对不是头脑的知识。
So to be able to walk this way of life, it is not just head knowledge.
另外一个跟生命的相对的,就是我们要许多的活动, activities.
What is opposed to this life is that we want a lot of activity.
我记得我年轻的时候我就要尽量一堆 program, 一堆的这个活动。
When I was young, I wanted to have a lot of activities and programs.
因为对我来讲,没有这些活动, 怎么吸引人来呢?
Because for me, if there's no activities, how could we draw others to come?
一定要很热闹,很兴奋。
It needs to be very exciting.
但你发现当这些过去之后,什么都没有。
But afterwards, we see that there is nothing left.
人只是为热闹跑来的,没有热闹,他走了。
So people came because it's exciting, and afterwards they leave.
所以我就发现这条路也行不通。
I realized that this way is not possible either.
这只是在外面做一些事情,行不通。
This is only an outward way, and it's impossible.
最后你就发现什么是生命的路。
Then we realize what is the way of life.
生命的路是里面的路。
It is an inner way.
这第一个我们是心灵的里面我得到保足了。First
is that within our heart we are satisfied.
那约翰福音主耶稣说我所吃的水是活水。In
Gospel of John, Jesus said the water I give is living water.
喝我所吃的水永远不渴。If
you drink of this living water, then you will never thirst again.
我们喝外面今天喝的水喝完还是渴。If
we drink outward, we drink physical water, we would still be thirsty.
这就是我们要的热闹。
This is the excitement that we want.
主耶稣说,你来我这里,我给你的水,你真的喝,不可能。
The Lord says, if you come to me, the water I give you, if you drink it, you will never be thirsty again.
这是我们周五晚上我们在查经,在查到的。
We studied this on Friday in our Bible study.
主耶稣也说,我是生命的粮。
Jesus says, I'm the bread of life.
到我这里来,永远不饿。
If you come to me, you will never be hungry.
信我的永远不渴。
Those who believe in me will never thirst.
我们都希望里面有个满足。
We all want to be satisfied with it.
我们都往外面在寻找什么能够满足我。
We look outwardly to look for something that can satisfy us.
弟兄姊妹,那条路错了。
That is the wrong way.
我们就从里面来找我们的主,你发现有主,你保持。
If we seek the Lord from within and we know that if we have Him, then we're satisfied.
你真的找到主,你懂得什么叫做安息。
If we find the Lord, then we would know what is true peace.
环境可以没有变。
The circumstances may not have changed.
但是我知道主在这里,我安息。
But we know that the Lord is here so we can have peace.
走里总是生命的路,乃是圣灵能够引导的路。
Walking this way of life is that the Holy Spirit can lead us. We can hear the leading of the Holy Spirit from within.
这个最终的目的, 走着生命的路, 乃是我们能够把主的生命供应别人。
The final goal of walking this way of life It is to supply his life to others.
不是我们能够解决任何人的问题。
It's not that we can solve the problems of anyone else.
乃是主的生命从我们出来能够解决。
But it is our Lord's life coming out from us that could solve others' problems.
主耶稣的路是生命的路。
The way of the Lord is the way of life.
第二个，这是一条十字架的路。
Second, this is the way of the cross.
我们都知道这个。
We know this.
但是我们要求主印在我们的心里面。
We have to ask the Lord to impress this on our hearts.
因为我们的主是走十字架的路。
Because our Lord walked the way of the cross.
我们说今天是主的学生。
We are his disciples.
我们是他的门徒。
We are his students.
我们要知道主人已经走，老师已经走这条路，我们可以不走。
If our Lord, our Master, our Teacher has walked this way, could we not walk it?
我们能够逃过这个十字架的路，那我们要得到荣耀。
Can we escape the way of the cross and still get that glory?
如果记得主耶稣在地上的时候，
If we remember when the Lord was on this earth,
他有一天带三个门徒到山上， 他就变了形象。
He brought three of his disciples up to the mountain and he was transfigured.
他完全就像神的儿子， 完全洁白的那个形象。
And he was like the Son of Man, completely blameless.
我们的主可以那时候
At that time, our Lord can ascend to heaven. But if he did that, then our Father would have only his begotten Son. But the purpose of God is to have many sons. If the Lord has ascended at that time, then there will only be one son. But our Lord wanted to gain others, so he didn't ascend, but rather he descended. Only by the shedding of blood, he was able to save those of us who sinned.
所以约翰说，一粒麦子若不落到地里，石榴还是一粒；若石榴，就结出许多石榴。
So John says that if a grain does not fall to the ground and is buried and died, then it will only be one grain. But if it is buried and died, then it will grow many grains. Yesterday in our group, we mentioned the breaking of bread. In the meeting of breaking of bread, we have a bread and a cup. Our brother tells us, where did this bread come? This bread is made by has been grounded and then made into a bread again.
紧碎过,
it has been grounded to make a bread.
他说这个杯呢?
How about the cup?
那是葡萄在木栅里面被踩压过才出来。
And the cup is a grape that has been pressed in the wine press. We wanted to get the ones that are still whole.
为什么薄饼的记号, 主耶稣那天被卖之前他拿一个饼, 一个杯。
Why before the Lord was betrayed, he had this bread and a cup?
他要告诉我们说，那条路必须这样子，你才走对。
He wanted to tell us, for that way, you have to go this way.
你完完整整,
if you are whole, then that is not the way.
你弟兄1938年在英国的时候，他就举了一个例子。
Our brother Nee mentioned this when he was in England in 1938. Every time I wanted to bring a piece of bread, but I did not have one.
英国人这个coffee time都很多cookies。 这个下午的茶，咖啡，tea time。
British people have tea time and they have cookies.
他就用那个告诉大家说，你知道饼是好好完整的一个。And
he took a single piece of cookie.
他说我们都想这么完整的，到有一天就到天，到天主去了。We
want that whole piece to go into heaven.
他说你可能这样去吗？
He says, is this possible?
你的主人一堆的伤痕在上面，你就想完整的去。
Your master has a lot of wounds, and you want to go like this?
他说主今天这条路必须拨开，主主分饼给分东西给人都是拨开才分的。
Today this way we have to be broken. If the Lord wants to give out the bread, He has to break it first.
他就在当众把饼拨开了。
So then he broke the bread.
Or the cookie, okay.
He broke the cookie.
Yeah.
And then he put it back together.
在外观上面还是圆圆的一个cookie.
If you look at it, it is still a whole cookie.
但是你发现当你合起来，中间已经有条裂痕。
But then if you look, there is a crack in the middle.
这个乃是告给神知道，我们这个人。神在看你有被剥开过。
So that is a mark that we haven't broken before.
这个剥开不是勉强你的。
This breaking is not forced upon you.
这个乃是生命，只有你经历过被剥开，你这个人才会谦卑下来。
It is only in life that you have experienced being broken, then you would humble yourself.
因为不然的话，我们是非常骄傲的。
Otherwise, we're very proud.
我们的主人被剥开了。
Our master has been broken.
So, 主今天给我们许多的环境，就看我愿意被剥开。
So the Lord gives us many circumstances today to see if we're willing to be broken.
我们弟兄伟修上礼拜交通的温柔的人。
Our brother Benjamin last week shared about being meek.
他交通的第三点讲了什么？受伤。
The third point that he mentioned was to be wounded.
没有人，圣经从来没教你伤害自己。
There is nowhere in the Bible that tells that you should wound yourself. Do not go home and say that we heard that we need to wound ourselves. But we say today that the circumstances are in His hands. He arranged circumstances so that we may become humble. So that we may be softened.
让我能够忍耐
that we can endure.
这是十字架的路。
This is the way of the cross.
十字架的路乃是要在我们里面能够造出跟主耶稣一样的生命。
The way of the cross is for us to have created in us the same life as our Lord.
你知道我们主耶稣回来的时候
We know that when our Lord Jesus comes back,
他要娶新妇。
He is to have a bride.
他这个心腹就是教会，就是弟兄姊妹。
The bride is the church. It is the brothers and sisters.
我们没有跟他一样的生命，怎么嫁给他呢？
If we do not have the same life as him, how could we be married to him?
我有人讲了一个故事，这个大家笑话。他说有个男的要结婚了。
There's this joke that someone is to be married.
他没见过太太，一来我太太是个 baby。
And then he's never seen the wife, and then when the wife came, she was still a baby.
The wife came. The
when she was brought over, she was still a baby.
你想想看,
of course, she is a female, but how could I be married to her? At least I have to wait until she grows up to be able to be married. Why is our Lord still waiting today? Because too many Christians are still babies. How could we be married to him?
只有一条路，十字这条路。十字架的路帮助我们不再做 baby 了。
There's only one way. It's the way of the cross to help us not be babies anymore.
有他的生命。
So that we will still start to have His life.
这是第二个点哈，十字架就是在主的道路里面，这个第二个点是十字架的路。
This is the second point regarding His way. It is the way of the cross.
第三个。
The third.
这条路是基督身体的路。
This is the way of the body of Christ.
你要知道，因为谈到在神的家中。
Because we're talking about being in His house.
教会就是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
所以你必须走基督身体的路。
Therefore, we must walk the way of the body of Christ.
我们今天信了主，我们的目标是看自己的。
We have believed the Lord, and our goal is just looking at ourselves.
我是一切的中心。
I am the center of everything.
我根本看不到别人。
I cannot see anyone else.
我只看到别人要怎么对我，没有看到我要怎么对人。
I see how others must treat me instead of the other way around.
根本不懂什么叫做 教会是基督的身体。
I do not understand what it means that Christ, the church is the body of Christ.
像我们讲的教会是基督的身体啊。
When we talk about the church being the body of Christ,
是告诉我们说这一条是一条顺服的路。
It says that this is a way of obedience.
Or
submission.
Submission. 我不知道，我觉得 submission 这个字比 obedience 还强多了。
It is a way of submission. It is even stronger than obedience.
因为教会的头是基督。
Because the head of the church is Christ.
我们今天人最难学的就是顺服。
The hardest lesson to learn is submission.
我们听听人讲可以，要完全跟着你 ，forget it, 我根本做不到。
We can listen to others, but once we want to do something, forget it.
但是你发现教会的路就是顺服的路。
But we find that the way of the church, it is a way of submission.
我们第一个认识，我顺服我的主。
First, we need to know that we submit to our Lord.
我们嘴巴讲，我一定顺服主。
We say in our mouth, we of course submit to Him.
知道吗？我们讲这个话的时候，我们根本连主是怎么样我都不知道，我就是空讲一句话，我顺服他。
When we say this, we don't even know what our Lord is like.
我们今天如果真的讲我顺服我的主的话，你真的讲了，你会发现，其实我们生活里面太多地方根本不顺服。
If you can truly say we want to submit to Him, then we'll notice that in our lives there are so many aspects when we're not submitting to Him.
道理我们都知道，基督是教会的头。
We know this now, this truth, with this doctrine that Christ is the head of the church.
但是我们发现，我们每一个都想出头的人。
But we all want to be the head.
那中国人读书嘛，再陪你这么多年，就是希望你出人头地嘛，对吧？
If we're Chinese and we study, we want to be the head.
这个蛮难翻的哈，这个我们今天在神的家中，我们也想 be somebody.
And in the family of God, we also want to be somebody.
但是我们发现今天只有基督是头。
But today we know that only Christ is the head.
我们只是身体的一部分。
We're only a member of the body.
当我们讲这是一条顺服的路。
When we say that this is a way of submission,
我们讲的顺服主，这是一条顺服的路。
To submit the Lord, submit to the Lord is a way of submission.
真正走身体的路的话，
if we truly walk the way of the body,
这是一条权柄与顺服。
This is a way of authority and submission.
我们要知道什么叫权柄，什么叫顺服。
We need to know what is authority and what is submission.
神要我们在地上，你要在世界上，你要顺服很多权柄。
On this world, we need to submit to a lot of authority.
那些权柄都是地位的权柄。
These authorities are because of position.
在生命中，我们这个人也有权柄。
In life, there is also authority.
对吧？我头要叫我手做事，我的手臂必须伸出来，不是你手指自己伸出去。
If my head wants to do to my hand to stretch out, my hand needs to be willing to be stretched out.
每一部分都要知道我的权柄是谁。
So every member needs to know who is my authority.
当在神家中知道权柄是谁，我该顺服谁，神的家的秩序自然出现。
If we're in the house of God and we know who the authority is, then there will be order in the church.
只是我们不服权柄。
But we're unwilling to submit to authority.
我根本不认你是权柄。
We do not even want to acknowledge authority.
教会就没有秩序。
Then there is no order in the church.
所以你会发现，这条身体的路不是嘴巴讲讲行的。
So this way of the body is not just something we can talk about.
我们弟兄交通道说，主耶稣就是道路。
Our brother shared that our Lord Jesus is the way.
他提了这三件事情。
He mentioned these three things.
生命是生命的路。
It is a way of life.
是十字架的路。
It is a way of the cross.
这是基督身体的路。
It is a way of the body.
如果我们在这些上面真的是认真的去走的话，
if we are truly serious of walking on this way,
你会发现我们的问题就减少了。
Then we'll notice that our problems are diminishing.
我们里面的挣扎也减少。
Our struggles from within also diminish.
神的家的问题也减少。
And also the problems in the house of God also diminish.
生命的路乃是供应生命的。
The way of life supplies life.
十字架的路，圣经说要我们天天背十字架。乃是我们天天的被改变。
The way of the cross, the Bible says that we need to carry our cross daily. It means that we're changed.
不是在改变别人。
Not to change others.
我们自己天天的在改变。
Ourselves are daily changed.
走身体的路。
to walk the way of the body.
必须认识权柄，认识顺服。
We need to know authority and submission.
我们才能够有配搭的生活与服侍。
Then we can be members unto one another and serve.
江弟兄在回答问题的时候
，When Brother Kong was answering questions,
他提了一件事情。
He mentioned one thing.
他说有一个负责弟兄常常与其他负责弟兄不和。
There is a responsible brother who is often in conflict with other responsible brothers.
常常意见都不同。
Oftentimes they have different view.
你要知道，我们有时候意见跟别人不同，但是我们是对的。
Sometimes we have a different view, but if we are right, then that is a different matter.
因为如果你是对的，就最后要显明你是对的，并且把整个环境把它 turn around, 把它转过来。
Because if you are right, then the Lord will reveal in the end that you are right, and it will change the complete situation.
如果你跟大家不同，你是错的话。
But if you are different from everyone else and you are wrong,
你是在影响神家的建造。
Then you are hindering the building of the house of God. You are hindering the growth of brothers and sisters. You are hindering the establishing of Christ's body. He mentioned that one of these brothers went to look, visit an elderly sister.
It's an absolute before the Lord. 对就是绝对的。
This sister, elderly sister, was absolute before the Lord.
这个姊妹就祷告。
So this sister prayed.
她说主啊，求你把这个弟兄挪开。
She prayed, Lord, may you remove the brother.
这个姊妹祷告完了之后，一个礼拜这个弟兄死了。
After the sister prayed, after 1 week, this brother died.
我们要知道这个是神的家。
We need to know that this is the house of God.
不是我们要干嘛就干嘛。
It is not for us to do whatever we want.
这不是我们的家。
It is not our house.
当然严格来讲我们都是神的儿女，这是我们属主，这也是我们的家，我们属灵的家。
Of course, strictly speaking, we are children of God, so this is our house as well.
这个这些事情啊，如果我们越走得对的话，主是越在这里查看的。
If we're walking the right way, then the Lord will examine even more.
所以你要知道，祷告不是随便我讲一些好听的话、笼统的话就行。
So for prayers, it's not just we say something that's nice to hear or perhaps something very general.
所以我们常常很多人说，主怎么听祷告？我根本就没经历。
So sometimes people say, how does the Lord answer prayers? I do not even have any experience.
我们如果在跟主，当然我们要跟主能够坦然。
We need to be no obstacle before the Lord.
我们的主是在听我们的祷告。
Our Lord is listening to our prayers.
我们今天啊，可能这些这么严重的事情很少发生。
Today, these very serious matters might not be occurring amongst our men.
在我这么多年，这教会里面的生活。
But in these many years in life in the church for me,
我的确看到许多的弟兄姊妹，不是死了，但是是离开了。
I have indeed seen brothers and sisters, not that they died, but they moved away.
很多时候觉得，哇，这个真的是在教会里面是一个 troublemaker。
Sometimes we feel that someone is a troublemaker in the church.
你没办法把人赶走。
You cannot drive someone out.
我们这个上圣经有这个讲法，但是我们不能够把人赶走。
Of course, the Bible has this teaching, but we cannot just do this.
但是我们都向主祷告。
So we pray to the Lord.
我们就看到一些公司要搬。
We see sometimes the company moved.
对，他就走了。
So then someone left.
或者他工作要换。
Or perhaps changing of a job.
走了。
And this person left.
或者家里有人生病或者自己生病走了。
Or perhaps someone in the family is sick or this person is sick himself and he leaves.
各种原因走了。
For a lot of different reasons, these people leave.
我们的主都在查看这个他的家的建立是怎么建立。
Our Lord is watching to see how His house is
established.
Do not think that we can just do whatever we want. Because this is His, God's house, not man's house.
So we must acknowledge this is the Lord building His house.
So we need to know that it is our Lord Himself who is establishing His house.
We more experience, 我们越能够说出,
the more we experience, the more we can say, Lord, we give this to you.
坐在那里交通,
sometimes when we're eating and we have some fellowship, and we will have some fellowship with elderly brothers.
这个,真的教会有什么,
he says, if you feel that someone in the church has some problems, have some fellowship with this person.
但如果他不听的话,
but if he doesn't listen,
你就交给主,
then you give this matter to the Lord.
你这交给主是蛮危险的,
you know, giving this matter to the Lord is something dangerous.
因为如果主真的动手来做事的话,
yes, if the Lord really truly did something,
那我们知道,我们经历过的人都知道主是严厉的。
We, if we experience the Lord, we know that He is severe.
主是爱, 主也是严厉的。
He is love. He is also severe.
希伯来书他告诉我们说主说我是烈火。
In Hebrews, our God says He is a consuming fire.
旧约他是严厉的, no. 到新约同样讲,他说我是烈火。
We sometimes think this is in the Old Testament, but no, even in the New Testament, He still says He's a consuming fire.
所以第一个啊,是讲到这个 主是道路,
the first point is that the Lord is the way.
我们看第二段圣经啊, 彼得前书,
let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章,
1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第九节,
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9.
并且得着你们信心的果效就是灵魂的救恩,
receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
第二点, 孙弟兄提到, 要有一个清洁的魂,
the second point that our brother son mentioned is to have a pure soul.
他说今天我们许多的问题都是因为我们这个堕落的魂,
today a lot of problems we have is because of the fallen soul.
我们这个堕落的魂就成为仇敌魔鬼撒旦所工作的场所。
Our fallen soul has become the place for enemy Satan to work.
他用 playground 这个是我中文不懂的翻了这一下这个是仇敌魔鬼的游乐场。
This is a place for, it is a playground for Satan and the enemy.
我们知道魂里面心思意志情感,
we know that in our soul we have emotion, will, and mind.
你要知道我们信主的时候是灵活过来,
when we believe the Lord, then our spirit is made alive.
但是我们心思、情感、意志都没变,
but our mind, our emotions, our will has not changed.
这还在我这个堕落的魂的里面,
this is still in my fallen soul.
是在被魔鬼在管理着,
it is being controlled by the enemy.
我已经这段时间都跟弟兄姊妹在交通心思,
recently I have been sharing with brothers and sisters the matter of the mind.
我们发现心思这个是一个坚固的营垒,
we find that the mind is a stronghold.
你知道情感的问题是什么, 使我不能够照着真理行,
what is the problem of emotion, it is so that I cannot walk according to the truth.
我知道真理, 但因为我情感的 attach, 我就不能够行真理。
I know the truth, but because of my emotional attachment, I cannot walk the truth.
这是堕落的魂里面的情感最大的难处。
This is the biggest hindrance for the fallen emotion in the soul.
意志呢?
How about the will?
我选择抵挡神,走魔鬼,或者我自己的路。
I choose to be against God and walk the way of the enemy or myself.
我们刚刚读彼得这本,这里所讲的,
we read it from Peter.
在彼得前书, 彼得到老年了,他注重的点,乃是魂的得救。
Peter, in his old age, what he focuses on is the salvation of the soul.
如果我们的魂一天天的蒙拯救,
if our soul is being saved day by day,
教会的难处,我个人难处都会减少。
then the problems of the church or problems ourselves would diminish. This is what our brothers share.
当然我加了很多我想跟弟兄姊妹讲的话。
Of course, I added in there many things I wanted to share to brothers and sisters.
这也是我第一次听孙弟兄英文讲的。
This is also the first time I heard Brother Sun share in English.
讲得非常的好。
It was very good.
所以希望我们为着神家的建造，我们能够竭力。 走基督的路和一个有一个清洁的魂。So
for the sake of building up his church, may we walk the way of the Lord of Christ, and also to have a pure soul.
好，我们来读一些圣经。Let's
read some more scripture.
这是时间有多少，我就讲多少。这是我要继续跟弟兄姊妹交通到心思。I'll
continue to share on the mind, and we'll go according to the time.
我们还是先翻到12章第一节。Well,
first turn to Romans chapter 12.
第一、第二节。Verse
1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Philippians chapter 1,
verse
20 and 21.
腓立比书第一章二十、二十一节。Philippians
chapter 1 verse 20 and 21.
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧。只要凡事放的，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。According
to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death, for to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
哥林多后书,
2 Corinthians
第四章,
chapter 4
verse 10 to 12. 身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的身也显明在我身上。 因为我们是活着的人，是常为耶稣被交于死地的，使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显出来。这样看来，死在我们身上发动，身却在你们身上发动。Always
caring about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. There is this phrase in my heart these past 2 weeks.
To die is gain. 我死了，我就有益处。It
is to die is gain.
我们认为我死了会有得什么益处啊？
What kind of gain will we have when we die?
摆在埃及的这个金字塔里面。
Will be placed in pyramid,
还是摆在一个透明的棺木里面给人去看,
or we'll put inside a transparent coffin for others to see.
我们一般人想，我死了会怎么样？
Usually when we think when we die, what happens?
死了就完了嘛。
Then this is the end.
我死了什么都没有。
If I die, there's nothing left.
我死了我也不知道我去哪里, 人会开始怕。
If I die, I don't know where I'm going, so I would be afraid.
或者说父母的老了，我死了，哎，你们记得初一十五一定要拜我。
Or people who are parents say, oh, after I die, you need to worship me. Kid says, of course, but once the parents die, then they forget. We know that they're just saying this.
So 我们会发现啊，当我们讲我死了，怎么说我的益处呢？
So how come when we die, it's gain?
请问这个思想怎么能够告诉我说我死了是得益处？
Why would we have this mind, that this thought that dying is gain?
为什么圣经要讲说我死、我死了就有益处？
Why does the Bible say to die is gain?
我所能够想到的死了都没益处。
When we think of dying, there is no gain.
我们就会想到主耶稣死的时候，
We think of when Jesus died.
当他要断气之前，
when he was about to give up his life.
我们要断气的时候，完了，一切都完了。
When we are about to die, we say, "Oh, it's finished."
那主耶稣死的时候，他说成了。
But when our Lord Jesus died, he says, "It is finished."
奇怪，这个真的是对的。刚刚那个。主耶稣死的时候，他说我成功了。
When the Lord Jesus died, he says, "I have accomplished this. It is finished."
I died with a purpose. 我死是为了有目的死的。
I died with a purpose.
我们死的时候不想死，没办法，非死不可。
When we are dying, we don't want to die, but we had to die.
在主耶稣的死 ，to die is gain. 他的死有东西一处得到。
For our Lord Jesus to die is gain because there is gain.
因为他的死，他的流血能够洗净所有人的罪。
Because by the shedding of his blood, he can wash away the sins of
everyone. 只要人愿意来到他面前，他的罪就被赦免。
Anyone who is willing to come to our Lord, the sins may be forgiven.
主的死最重要还是后面他活了。
The more important thing, after the Lord died, he also was alive.
我不死。死亡的趋近还是 number one 最大的能力。
If I do not die, then the power of death is still number one.
但是我死了，我就冲破死亡，死亡再不是最大的能力。
But once I died and I conquered death, and death is no longer the number one power.
当从死里复活，复活变成最大的能力。
Once the Lord resurrected, resurrection became the greatest power.
你想主耶稣的死是 to die is gain。他的死真的得到益处了。
Our Lord Jesus, for his death, indeed, to die is gain.
因为他复活了，他把生命分赐给所有信他的人。
Because he resurrected and he gave life to all who believe.
所有信他的人，他们也能够冲破死亡。
Everyone who believes can also conquer over death.
你想想这对魔鬼来讲是什么事情啊？
What does this matter to the enemy?
之前从来没有人能够过这个死亡关的。
No one in the past could ever go through the gates of death.
自从主耶稣冲过之后。
But after the Lord has gone through it.
魔鬼知道每一个信他的人每个都过。
And the enemy knows that every single one who believes can go through it.
我们在Virginia 做我们姊妹的车有个 EC Pass， 我告诉你，你有主的生命就是 EC Pass 都过。
We were in Virginia and our sister had easy pass and we can drive through. And if you have the Lord's life, then you can go through.
Easy pass 过了，因为你走过，自然一照，哎，过了。你有主的生命过吗？魔鬼控制不了你。
You don't have to pay toll. You can just go through because the easy pass.
用什么？想一想，我死了就有益处。
Brothers and sisters, think to die is gain.
我思想要不要变一变？
Our minds need to change.
世人死了真的就没了。
For people of this world, when they die, indeed, there is nothing left.
无主的人死了，你知道我们是搬家了。
But for those who belong to the Lord, when we die, we're just moving.
我们整天在搬家嘛，对吧？
We often move around.
我们搬到哪里了？
Where will we move to?
我们搬到乐园。
We've moved to paradise.
我们整天去park玩嘛，对吧？你们 national park 啥 park 都去了。
We like to go to national parks and other kinds of parks.
我们去 paradise， 一个更好的 park.
We go to paradise, it's an even better park.
我们搬家。
We move.
我们过去有个老弟兄，他要过世了。
In the past, there's an elderly brother who is about to pass away.
送了一个email 吧，我猜是 email 送来的。
He sent an email.
他说我要移民了。
I am going to immigrate.
这个那边很好。
It's very good there.
希望你有一天也移民到这里。
I hope that one day you also immigrate there.
我们就能够在那里一起相遇。
Then we can meet there.
我那时看到的 email， 我是很被触动。
When I saw that email that time, I was very touched.
一个人要死了。
Someone about to die.
他没这个感觉，他要死了。
He wasn't feeling that he was about to die.
他只告诉他很多不信主的朋友，我要移民了。
He just tells a lot of his non-believing friends, I'm about to immigrate. If you don't keep reading, you don't know where he's going to immigrate to. I will go to a better country. Brothers and sisters, when we die, we move. It is not the end.
Second,
the Bible tells us that Christians, when we die, it is just a sleep. If we sleep, then we'll wake up again. If we think we'll not wake up again, then we will not sleep. If you know that Christian's death is just to sleep, when you wake up, you'll go into eternity. But when you wake up, there's something else. There is a body. No matter if you're cremated or not, return a body to you. This body, the Bible says, is incorruptible. So good. You don't have to take showers anymore. I tell you, if you want to eat, you can eat. If you don't want to eat, you don't have to
eat.
We have an incorruptible body.
But
when we read in Philippians,
他说, 我死了就有益处,
to die is gain.
他前面多了一个条件,
there is one more precondition.
因我活着就是基督, 我死了就有益处,
for to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
你要知道, 你是要为主活的,
you have to know that you are living for the Lord.
你是活着要像主的,
you live, it is to be like the Lord.
我要这样子,
if that's the case, then to die is gain.
因为如果今天活着是为主活的,
because today, if my living is for Christ,
我死了就有赏赐,
then when I die, there's reward.
因为在将来, 在来世里面, 主要是奖赏, 这是在活着的时候为他活着。
Because in the age to come, there, the Lord will give reward to those who was living for Him. Paul tells Timothy, exercise benefits a little, so there is some profit. But to exercise godliness, it is not just profitable today, but also for the age to come.
乃是说, 我照着主今天要我怎么运动，我才运动，不是照着我喜欢怎么运动就运动。我每次都来问主，我该怎么运动。你发现这个是今生的益处。So
every time when I exercise, I ask the Lord how I should exercise. Then this I will gain for this life.
在我凡事都在问主的时候，在你没注意的时候，你开始越过越有主的性情建立在里面。这个叫做甘霖，像什么？
But if I ask the Lord in every matter, then I'll slowly become more like God. This is called godliness. So brothers and sisters, today we live, we believe the Lord, is not just believing is enough. Today we need to have the Lord's life to have work in us. And one day when we die, then it will be gain.
我要借这个字, to die is gain, 这句话,
I want to use the phrase, to die is gain.
我要借这句话, 不是讲到我们肉身, physically的死,
I want to talk not just about the physical death.
乃是 to die to yourself is gain. 乃是你对自己死, 就有益处。
But also to die to yourself is gain.
圣经许多的地方告诉我们说，我们对己必须死。
Many places in the Bible tells us that we need to die to ourselves.
如果你能够对自己死，你就得益处。
If we can die to ourselves, then we would have gain.
你知道我们人啊，爱用自己天然的能力。
We like to use our natural abilities.
靠自己的想法，我们要做许多的事。
Using our own thoughts, we want to do many things.
你知道我们这里，我相信大家都蛮 capable in some area.
I believe everyone here is capable, very capable in some area. I don't think you're completely capable in all aspects. But perhaps there's more or less that you are capable in something.
To die to self, 对，己的死, 乃是让我们的天然的能力带到一个结束。
To die to self is that to bring to the end our natural abilities.
我终于后我真的投降。
I finally give up.
我承认我不行。
I acknowledge that I cannot.
你知道，当你被带到身上，他说你就等于输了。When
we're brought to this point, then there is gain.
看，我们过去有个弟兄，年轻的弟兄，这结婚了。
In the past, there's a young brother who's married.
他说我今天真的要去死啊。Today
I will truly go to die.
我受不了我太太这个唠唠叨叨了。I
cannot stand my wife anymore.
他说我死了，我真的死了，这个一点影响都没有。When
I truly die, then this will not bother me anymore.
这个讲的蛮有道理的。There's
wisdom in this saying.
对吧？我死了，那他听不到声音了，是吧？脖子就听到噪音，对吧？这个没影响了。
Once I die, then she will not bother me anymore. This is something that happened many, many years ago. Not that he actually physically died. But to really push down myself. I know that he couldn't keep himself dead for a long time, he would be alive again. And then when he is made alive, he will hear his wife complaining again.
你看摩西啊,
I think not many of us are as capable as Moses. But when Moses was capable, God did not use him. God used 40 years to bring Moses to nothing.
到了一个地步，他说我连讲话都不会讲。
To a point where Moses says, I'm tongue-tied, I cannot speak.
神说好，现在我可以用你。
God says, good, now I can use you.
他那时候80岁。
He was already 80.
他写了一个诗篇，他说人的最多活70岁，强壮活80岁，我到80岁了，还有啥用呢？
Moses wrote a psalm that says, if some man lives to 70, if he's strong to 80, I'm already 80, what good am I?
现在我要用你。
God says, now I can use you.
因为在你人的所有的能力已经到了尽头。
Because all your man's power and natural abilities have been brought to an end. Now you'll rely on me. Then he was alive for 40 more years.
40年他靠着神，侍奉神，带着神的百姓在地上行走。
In the next 40 years, he served the Lord using the strength of the Lord and brought the Israelites.
我们这个人能够死的话。 里面的人死的话，我就成为一个有用的人。If
our inner man can die, then we'll become someone who is usable.
彼得整天夸他最爱主。Peter
often boasts that he loves the Lord the most.
主耶稣跟谁讲话，他说第一个抢的话，哎，记得我在这里，其他人就算了。Every
time the Lord says something, he wants to be the one who's talking.
主耶稣说，我将要被抓，你们都会逃。彼得掉下，所有人都逃，你看他们一定逃，我绝对不逃。
When the Lord says, I will be captured and you will all flee, and Peter says, all of them, of course they will flee, but I will be here. We do not know ourselves.
主耶稣特别对彼得说，只有你会三，鸡叫之前三次不认我。
The Lord says, just you. You will deny me three times before the rooster crows. Peter might say, you know me, do you think you? I would actually be that? He does not know himself. He even forgot that the Lord said this.
人家一问他，你是跟主人说，哎呦，杀了这个我可能要被抓了，我不是。
People ask him, do you know him? I do not.
三次之后鸡就叫。
After three times, the rooster crowed.
他就想起主讲过的话。
And he remembered what the Lord said.
如果我是彼得。
If I were Peter, that would be the end. It would be complete. I would be complete. The end. Everything I said before were lies.
主耶稣特别要最后复活之后，特别要把彼得挽回回来。
Therefore, after the Lord's resurrection, he especially had to recover Peter. Because Peter no longer believed himself. When Jesus asked him, do you love me? Before he would loudly proclaim, I love you. Now he could only dare say, Lord, you know that I love you. The point comes from the Lord. I really want to love him. But I do not believe that I can do it myself. When the Holy Spirit came down, Peter stood up to preach. The people who were listening to him, their hearts were pricked. When we preach the gospel, everyone's laughing. When he preached the gospel, 3,000 men believed.
我们刚刚读的那个哥林多后书四章的圣经,
we just read from 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
他要我们身上常带着耶稣的死。
It's mentioned that we often need to bring about the death of Jesus.
益处是什么?
What does it gain?
主耶稣的身在我们身上出现。
So that Jesus' life may be manifested in our own flesh. So that his life may be abundant in us. So his life may have an outflowing. Because I was a hard shell and now there's a crack and his life can come through. Second, what is another gain? When death is on me, then his life is in others, the ones that I'm helping.
不止我活过来，我帮助的人或者我跟他交通的，他也活过来。
Not only am I made alive, but also those who I have fellowship with also are made alive.
主怎么帮助我们能够这个起死呢？
How does the Lord help us so that we ourselves can die?
哥林多后书第四章这个第八节他说哈，第一个我四面受敌。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 8 says we are hard pressed on every side.
差不多所有人都反对我。
Everybody is against me.
啊，make sure我是对的，我是错的，当然人家理当反对我。
Of course we need to make sure that we are right. If we're wrong, of course everybody would be against us.
但是如果我是对的，四面受敌，所有人都在反对我。
But if we're right, but we are hard-pressed in every side, after some time of struggling, I can be brought to a place of death. Second, it says, perplexed. In my heart, I cannot move on. How come you're not doing something yet?
你为什么容许这样还在这样过呢?
How do you allow these things to happen?
怎么你还没出来解决这个问题呢?
How come you haven't come out to solve the problem?
我们心里面说呢?
We are perplexed.
但是如果我能够说,放下,完全交给主了。
But if we can completely lay this down and give to the Lord, this is also death.
下一个说,遭逼迫。
The next is persecuted.
有人迫害你。
Others persecute us.
你看扫罗就迫害大卫。
Saul persecuted David.
13年的时间。
For 13 years.
不短的时间。
It's not a short amount of time.
这个里面让我里面我非靠我的主不行。
So that I have to rely on my Lord.
我有多少的能力都没用。
No matter how capable I am, there's no use.
第四个。
Fourth.
你看这个有人用四个图片到最后打倒了，把他打倒了，打倒，这是下去了。
The fourth one struck down.
昨天我们在英文组我们在交通哈。Yesterday
in the English group we're fellowshipping.
我觉得Jed提了一个例子不错。I
think Jed mentioned a good example.
这不是对的翻译哈。这个他说我们什么叫打倒？就是说一个浮标啊，你把它压到水里面去，东西好像把它淹死，放手又都抽出来了。
So what is to be struck down is a buoy in seawater, and you push it down, and then it will jump back up.
我们弟兄说，这个叫做 overcome，
这叫得胜者。Our brother mentioned that this is what an overcomer is.
你把它压下去，你以为我已经把你完全压死了。
I have already pushed you all the way down.
但是我一放手，他好好的又升上来。
But then once I let go, then you come back up again.
给我们的生命是一个得胜的生命。
The Lord gives us an overcoming life.
我们看起来表面好像我们下去了。
It seems like outwardly we are down.
但是这个生命让我再出来。
But this life allows us to stand up again.
我没时间再讲下去了。
I do not have time to continue on.
我只是今天要跟弟兄姊妹讲的这份话 ,to die is gain. 我死了就有益处。
I want to share with brothers and sisters today, to die is gain.
一个是我肉身的死在主里死了是有益处。
One, on one hand, our physical death, if we're in the Lord, then that is gain.
第二个是讲到我们这个己真的被带到死地是绝对是益处的。
The second is that if our self is brought to a death, there certainly is gain.
千万不要一直挡着我就是不要你这样对待我。
Do not resist and say we do not want to be treated that way.
我们应该求主给我改变一个想法。
May the Lord change our minds.
主既然给我这个环境
if he gives us the circumstance,
要把我带到死地的话
to be bring into a death,
如果我真的能够降服
if I can truly give up,
一定是给我的益处
then I would have gain.
腓立比书第一章
in Philippians chapter 1
刚刚二十节说的
in verse 20 it says,
他说没有一事叫我羞愧只要凡事放胆无论是生是死总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
According to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as I always do now also in Christ, will be magnified in my body.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们魂里面的意志也一直蒙主的拯救。
May the will that is in our soul also be saved by the Lord.
我们有这样的一句话 ，the conviction， 中文不会翻，在主的面前，我们跟主说，无论是生是死。总叫你在我身上照能够显大。
That we will have this conviction before him that says that you will be magnified in my body whether by life or by death.
但愿我们许多的弟兄姊妹用这样在主面前的祷告。
May many brothers and sisters have this kind of prayer before the Lord.
我可能有很多失败，很多的软弱。
Perhaps I have a lot of struggles and failures.
我要走你的路。
Lord, I want to walk your way.
我要有一个清洁的魂。
I want to have a pure soul.
我希望我有个心愿。
I have a desire.
不管是生是死，求你从我身上能够显大。
No matter if it's living, life or death, that you will be magnified in my body.
就算有许多在我身上的对付。
Even if there is a lot of discipline in my life.
我能够甘心的接受。
That I can willingly accept.
因为你讲过，我死了。我的祭司了就是一种
Because you have said to me that if my self is die, then there will be gain.
我们一起有个祷告
Let's have a word of prayer.
所以我们每次到你面前来都求你怜悯我们
Lord, every time when we come before your presence, may you have mercy on us.
所以我们是一个倔强的人
Lord, we are people who are stubborn.
所以我们听到你的话你的道已经听了多少
Lord, we have heard so many of your words.
但是很可怜的，我们转不过来。
Unfortunately, we cannot change.
主耶稣救我。
Lord, save us.
使我能够在这最末世最末了的时候。
So that in this end days.
主我们有能够转变的恩典。
That we have this grace to turn around.
我们有那个回头的能力。
That we can turn around.
使我们能够走上主你的道路。
So that we can walk on your way.
主耶稣啊，我们切切的在你面前向你呼求。
Lord Jesus, we cry out before you.
主耶稣，不要丢弃我。
Lord, do not forsake us.
主使我们那天见你，我们是欢乐的。
So that that day when we see you, we'll be joyful.
让我们知道今日所经过的一切都为着那一天那一天我们所要得到的益处。
So that we know that whatever we're encountering today is for the gain in that day.
主啊，求你纪念我们。
May you remember us.
纪念我们的追求。
Remember our pursuit.
纪念我们所摆上的时间。
Remember the time that we have given to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.